This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Brian Nani. Carol, Brian, good morning. Welcome. Looking forward to the show.
We're going to get the scoop.
Yeah, ready.
We are going to get the scoop.
The scoop.
We're very fortunate to have a return guest to the show, though I think it's been a little while since we've had her on. Looking forward to reconnecting. Let's welcome back Gina Spearman. She's a manager with the Builders Services Group at Academy Mortgage. Gina, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Glad to be back.
It's good to be back with you. So welcome back to the show. Do me a favor, although I'm sure our audience is familiar with you and Academy Mortgage, take a quick second and inform them a bit about you and your background.
Absolutely. Again, it's glad to be back on the show. And I am a 20-year veteran of the mortgage business. I've been with Academy Mortgage for 8 years now. And we are the nation's largest independent lender, which means that we are the largest lender doing purchase loans, which is obviously loans to buy a new home, and without being a bank. So we are not an FDIC insured bank, but we are a direct lender. And we are glad to be doing very well in the Atlanta market right now.
Great. So you kind of told us a little bit about Academy. So what makes Academy different?
I love that question because I'm very proud of the platform we have at Academy. Although we are a large lender, we have a lot of resources. We are unique in that we have all in-house operations in each of our branches. So regardless of where the office is located in whatever market, the loan never leaves that centralized market. So the loan is originated, processed, closed, underwritten, funded, everything out of that office, which allows the entire process to be done really locally so that there's familiarity and that's more of an ease of doing business for everybody involved, not only the home buyer, but the realtors, the builders, and it just makes for a smoother, quicker experience.
Awesome. I'm
thinking about all the loans I've closed over my life, and it certainly would make it easier because it's like a one-stop shop. You're working with, you know, one group that gets to know you versus that loan moving and, you know, similar questions coming up. And
exactly.
It seems like it would streamline it and take less time.
Exactly. If you're purchasing a home in Woodstock, it's not ideal for an underwriter to be in Colorado that doesn't know anything about Woodstock or that market. So we find that our underwriters, you know, get to know the application and the person behind the application. Instead of it simply being a loan number or a file of paper, there's a person behind it and they get to know that because of being local.
Yeah. So we hear on the news how hard it is to get a mortgage and how high your credit score has to be. Is there any truth to that?
I don't believe so. We still are able to get many, many people into homes, even those that have had challenged credit. And many, many people, especially over the last, you know, 7 to 10 years with what's going on in the economy, have had, you know, tough situations, bankruptcies, foreclosures, short sales. And that does not mean you cannot buy a home. I will say the only thing that has changed is it is more paper intensive. There is a lot more compliance involved. You're going to have to dot every I and cross every T more than ever before. So it can be a little frustrating, but we get people approved and closed.
That's good. Very good. Especially for those who have a more difficult time with the credit situation and things like that. So speaking on mortgage rates a little bit, do you expect those to rise in the next year? Or what's that kind of look like? What's the long term?
It's the million-dollar question.
Right.
but I do think now more than ever, with the last Federal Reserve meeting announcement, that they do think the economy is improving enough that the rise is imminent. And when they talk about increasing rates, they are talking about short-term rates, but inevitably that affects, you know, the most popular mortgage, which is the 30-year fixed. So we've been anticipating the rise for over 18 months now, and it hasn't come yet. However, I do believe it's coming. No one can tell you the exact time or exactly how much. But if you're looking to buy a house and thinking that rates are going to stay this way forever or go down, I would not make that bet. I would go ahead and get off the fence and make it happen before, you know, prices have already started to increase, which is great for the market in general. So if you were going to buy, now is definitely the time. I would not wait any longer.
All right. Gina Spearman will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Gina Spearman, Manager, Builders Services Group with Academy Mortgage.
So Gina, we've already convinced everyone they've got to get off the fence and buy before mortgage rates increase. So for all of those first-time buyers out there who still think this is a big, scary process, can you kind of outline what they should expect when applying for a mortgage?
Yes, I think that's an excellent question. It's always good to be prepared. It will make things a lot smoother for that home buyer. And the first-time home buyer, one of the things I think they are unsure about is the fact that you have to have filed your last 2 years' tax returns. And sometimes that's a surprise to some people. So that would kind of be number one on my list, is make sure you have filed your last 2 years' tax returns, as well as you need a two-year, you know, employment history. Now, you don't have to be at the same employer for 2 years, but you do have to have been employed for 2 years. And generally speaking, as long as you are a salaried or hourly employee, we're just going to take your current income, what you're currently making. If you're self-employed for any reason, then we are going to be averaging income over the last 2 years. So income, tax returns, those tend to be some of the biggest questions people have. Then the next largest, I think, question would be assets, you know, down payment. How much do I need? And there are some great down payment assistance programs out there available right now. So for those that are in that moderate income range, and for the Atlanta area, you know, it's going to depend on the number of people in your household. But I would say if you're in that $30,000 to $50,000 income range, there's probably some down payment assistance available to you.
That's pretty exciting.
Very exciting.
You don't think of down payment assistance still being available.
Exactly. The FHA loan, requires the least amount down as it is, which is a 3.5% down payment. But you can use the FHA loan and get down payment assistance to help you with that 3.5%.
Okay. So would that be considered in, you know, like a special program? Are there any other special programs or rates or some things along those lines that maybe we could share with the listeners that are looking for a mortgage soon?
Yes. Like I said, when you are in that moderate income and can get down payment assistance, you can literally get into a home with no money.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to have a little bit higher credit score. And when I say a little bit higher score, it's still very achievable. A 640 credit score is generally what's required. Now, every program is going to vary on what they require as it relates to your credit score and your debt to income ratios. But 640 will qualify you for several of the programs.
640.
Wow.
See, being a little bit younger in the market, what exactly all goes into a credit score?
Another great question. So credit scores range from 400 to 800 is the range. And there are three major credit bureaus. And they all have a little bit different formula on how they calculate credit scoring. But everything from the number of accounts you have to, of course, your payment history is the absolute number one item or criteria that goes into your credit score. So paying things on time will benefit you above anything else. Also, the amount of credit you have available to you versus your actual balances. So a credit card that has a limit of $1,000, but you're only using your balances $200 or less, you know, that percentage, the lower the percentage of the usable credit, the better for your score, because it looks like you're a low user of credit.
That's good to know. I actually just picked up my first credit card recently. I kind of went a little spend happy, so I should probably dial that back.
Hey, it happens to us all, but yes. And a lot of people don't know that. They think as long as they're paying on time,
right,
that they will be in good shape, and they probably will. But if you want to maximize your credit score, then you definitely want to keep the number of revolving accounts, which are credit cards, a fancy word for credit card. You know, you want to keep those to maybe three or four. You know, if you start getting 8 and 10 credit cards, regardless of your balance and payment history, that can look like overuse of credit.
Sure.
Well, and with all the credit card fraud today, why would you even want to put yourself out there with the liability for someone stealing that card, you know?
Exactly. That's a big problem out there.
I slammed it down to one. So, you know,
yeah,
I have one.
a lot of people, you know, say, hey, I'm going to have an American Express and a Visa, you know, just so you have one of each.
Sure.
In case somebody doesn't take American Express. And of course, everybody loves their points. So.
That's right. I love my points. Any kind of upcoming events that Academy has?
You know, we are very excited to be able to educate, whether it be our referral partners in the business, our builders and realtors, or even more importantly, our prospective home buyers. And so we are involved in a lot of education, whether it be home buyer seminars or continuing education for realtors. And so we have a company we partner with some really exciting classes. And we, you know, we post those on our website. So we have homebuyer seminars going on, you know, almost, you know, at least twice a month, whether it be in a new home community or in a community center. So we're excited to be able to offer that and educate the public.
All right. Well, Gina, I hate to say it, but we are out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you? Should they have more questions? And where can they get more information about Academy Mortgage?
Absolutely. You can reach Academy Mortgage at 404-574-2600, or certainly visit us anytime online at academymortgage.com.
Gina Spearman, Manager, Builder Services Group with Academy Mortgage. Gina, as always, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Gina Spearman, my co-hosts, Carol Morgan and Brian Nani, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.